or tape CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday evening, July the 5th, 2018, Randy Ritchie is the speaker of this service teaching on witchcraft and other snares. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
The technology before the flood was greater than the technology we have now. And our military people, they're searching the governments the world over looking to find this technology and grab more and more and more of it. So when you look at all these things, listen, so I told you the sons of God took the daughters of men for wives. There were giants in the land. So when you look at all the architecture all over the world can't be built today, it wasn't aliens from outer space. There's no such thing. Okay? It was fallen angels and their offspring with superior intellect and technology that created all these things. That's why God, one of the reasons God, listen, He said, whatever man, Tower of Babel, He said, whatever man put his heart to do, he can do. Well, what they were trying to do is bring back what was happening pre-flood. Okay? And it wasn't on God's timetable. Everybody say, thank God, because we wouldn't even be here. I promise you. All right, so peace sign, and if you search it out, it goes back to Nero when he was burning Christians and crucifying them upside down. There's a pentacle, pentagram. When it's upside down like that, it's a satanic symbol that represents the goat god of Baphomet and goat god Mendez. The other name, if you flip it up the other way, it's called a pentagram. It's just a witch. This is a pentacle. The other way, I believe, is a pentagram. There's that double-headed phoenix. See the wings on fire again? And that is a Islamic curse. So, and I don't even remember what it means, but anybody ever heard of a genie? Okay, I dream a genie and all that. The Islamic word for a demon is jinn, J-I-N-N. You'll even see trains go along that are called jinn. You'll see it on the boxcars, J-I-N-N. So, swastika, anybody ever see that? We associate it with Germany. It's far older than Germany. They borrowed it. It's an occultic symbolism. The Germans, you just need to know that the Nazis were highly occultic. They were into all sorts of witchcraft. Satanic, ritual abuse. And that Nazi symbolism is earth, wind, fire, and rain, but it also represents a portal open to the other side. The Nazis had great technology. Great technology. Way ahead of everybody else. And we got all their scientists, you need to know. About 90% of them came here in a thing called Operation Paperclip. They said that they weren't smarter than anybody else. They got their help from the other side. I would present to you the other side wasn't Jesus, okay? So here's some more symbolism. Sun gods, yin and yang. See the portal? See the beam coming out of it? This thing never shot. I never saw this ever until about 5 or 6 years ago. And now they put it on all sorts of things. Baby toys, cribs, carriages. And that represents a portal to the other side. So this is a god that's in the northwest over there. It's one of their goddess spirits. It runs all around through the Seattle area and all that. Totem poles are wicked. Trident there. That's Neptune's fork. Okay? So, unicorns. Anybody ever see the Karate Kid? Anybody?
No.
Okay. See that? There was a place in the Karate Kid. He's in Okinawa. He's fighting the bad kid, you know, and they're going to have that fight, and that kid's whipping him. And all of a sudden, everybody starts twisting that thing. Boom, 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 boom. That's how the Okinawans call up their gods for help. And then in the middle of that movie, when they did that, all of a sudden he rises up and whips the pink kid. There's a site that all that came from, if you want to write that down, go look yourself. Easy enough to look up demonic symbolism as well too, and it'll take you to that site. So I just want to show you, so the title here was Witchcraft and Other Snares. So let's just look at some of the things, like the jewelry. Okay? So look at the jewelry. So there's, let me change something here. So that one there with the key and the wings on it is a god called Altreus. It represents wind, dusk, and stars. There's Persephone. That's an underworld, the wife of Hades, which was an underworld god. So both of these are represented. That's Atreus, and that's Persephone. We need to pray. Listen, you need to pray. Pray over what you got.
Yeah.
Just pray. God, is this of you? Is it not? And then when you find out it's something that's not, don't leave it in your house. Don't wait, look at it, and talk yourself out of it 55 times. I've done that. Don't. Just, and you feel that unction of the Holy Spirit, get rid of it. What if it's the thing that caused the car wreck? Or the fights? Or the sickness? Or the loss of job? And you go on and on. The thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. We don't need to be a paranoid people, but we're to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. We should be coming into agreement with God. And if it's not something that He would agree with, then let's just get rid of it. Not even out of fear. Out of obedience. We want to reflect Him. So there's a Pegasus, the winged horse. There's an all-seeing eye there. That's a set of gods. See that owl? Represents Ambala. That's a goddess, but it also represents a spirit called Lilith. That right there would be Diana, Artemis, Venus, Aphrodite, goddess by many names. Here's some voodoo stuff. And look. It's on my screen. There's yours. All right. So see the crosses in there? See the heart and the sword? That goes back to generative. You need to know that. But so those could look kind of neat. But yet, they're not. Here's some more voodoo things. Here's Celtic jewelry. They got their green man. You ever see people put those faces on trees? When you do, you're inviting a spirit to come into that tree. Hang her at the tree. It's not going to haunt the tree. It's going to mess with you. But it's been given a right to be there because of what you put on it. There's Sununas. This is a moon goddess charm. Anybody ever heard of CERN? Okay. CERN is what's called a Large Hadron Collider, and these people believe they're going to open up to another realm by smashing atoms together, and they don't know what will come through it. But it's called CERN. It's named after this god, who is Cernunnos, and it was a Celtic, which means Irish, Scottish, god of the underworld. So, look at that one. Freya. That's where we get the name Friday for, by the way. And that's Freya's necklace. That's a Nordic goddess. There's Odin's raven. This symbolism here is a fertility goddess symbol for Freya. This right here is called a sun disk. It's part of Odin's. That's the chief Nordic god. Zuni gods. Dream catchers on earrings. See the Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds, the same thing as a phoenix. As that double-headed eagle. It represents the same thing. So here's some more Orishas. And Orishas are worked with voodoo and Santeria beads. You got to pray. Oshun, that's one of their gods. Ochosi is one of their gods. How about charm bracelets? Small ornaments, such as one worn from a bracelet. An item worn for its supposed magical benefit, as in warding off evil, an amulet, an action or formula thought to have magical power, straight out of the dictionary. Kabbalah, earrings. Yin Yang, earrings. Kabbalah necklace. Yin Yang. Jesus on the cross, Catholic icons. How about toys and games? You know, weird is weird. Okay? The, look at that. Look at that guy. So, look at that guy. Why would you want your children being entertained by this? And these people, even the faces, and if you watched it, you're going to see that it's all about mind control and making things out of dark to be good. How about those guys? How about these girls here? They're fairies, sexual beings, practitioners of witchcraft, My Little Pony, magic. Look at that beast. Mixture again. Whole other set. Fairy, mixture, Monster High, this was called. So, if I had a daughter, I wouldn't want her to grow up like that. I do have a daughter. She's grown. Thank you, Lord. She's not like that. That doesn't mean people aren't valuable. Listen, we just fall for stuff. The devil's good at what he does. Right? Okay. So scientists all over the world are working on mixing with humans, with animals, and machines. Evolution, which is scientifically unprovable, has been taught consistently enough that the masses think mankind is just the highest animal. The ultimate goal will be for man to be willing to be changed into an enhanced human. These Troys are preparing the way for that. If you think you're an animal that's evolving, what difference would it make? Why not just go on and evolve and do something great with yourself now? See? But if you evolve into a mixture, then you're not going to be savable anymore. Because if you're not of Adam, you're not savable. So this is all preparing the way. The Transformers. Ninja Turtles. The Avengers. Look at the Avengers. They're all mixtures. See this guy? That's Thor. Told you, that's Odin's son with a woman. So a god, which would be a fallen angel, took a woman for a wife, and his son was Thor. Same as Hercules. All of these guys are mixtures with supernatural powers, preparing people spiritually for what's coming. What about those beasts? So that movie came out a while back. I don't even remember the name of it. Avatar. So Avatar is a body prepared as a host for something else. Okay? So these are elven looking creatures, but they're mixtures between humans and animals. What they show you in the movies, by the way, they're telling you what they're going to do. They're telling you what's coming. We don't need to watch that mess. It's wicked. If you got it in your heart to like stuff like that, you need to get it out. It's a spirit. You've inherited it. You need to get cleansed. You need to have nothing to do with it. It's a trap. Listen, when I go drive by somebody's place and I see also, listen, by the way, even the wind chimes, their original roots were Tibetan, Buddhist, and the chimes are to call up the demons. I've been over to Nepal, and when you go into one of their temples, they go ring that wind chime to call the spirit in and let them know, here I am. Okay? So when you go and you see all these wind chimes, dream catchers, and spooky balls all over the yard, you know that people have got something in them that draws them to those things. You know what a spooky ball is? I call them spooky balls. They're just those. You look in somebody's yard and they got those balls. They're round balls of glass. Gazing balls. Yeah, look at these guys. Aren't they pretty?
So one wind chime is bad?
We don't have them. I'm just telling you, when I go to somebody's place, if they let me stay there, and I mean, we're there by ourselves, if that wind chime's on there, I'll take it down so I can sleep at night, because I don't want to contend with the spirits it draws up, because I know they're there, see? So I'll put it down, put it. If they couldn't understand or receive, I'll put it back up when I leave. But those things are made in China. They're made by those people. Listen, they sound good. Jesus, pray. Ask God. Huh? Listen, I'm fighting a good fight of faith. For me personally, I don't need to be near the fire anywhere. I'm not afraid, but I want to walk in the anointing of God, and I don't want to play games with things that are not Him, are mixtures. I don't care who thinks I'm crazy.
Deuteronomy 7 says, don't bring in a curse thing in your house lest you come under the curse.
and you become like it.
In Acts 19:19, the early church burned all their occultic books, and it says the gospel spread after they did that.
And see, that's the thing. You want to go find the sources of things. So go find the source. Oftentimes the source, you go look at, so if I told you about karate, go look on the source and go look what the karate masters say or the yoga masters. The yoga masters will tell you you can't separate yoga spiritually and just do physical exercise. Yoga means yoked up with the gods. That's what it means. And every move is meant to yoke you with those gods. So you're conjuring demons when you're playing it. So we try to Christianize things by saying everything's okay, but why not just go look at the root, and if it stinks, then get rid of it. So, look at the game aisle at the Walmart. And I don't know if y'all can see that, but just wickedness. There's Yu-Gi-Ohs, the little demons you can bring into your house. So, back to the Avengers, they were labeled the Earth's mightiest heroes. The Avengers, Hank Pym, Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, and the Wasp. All of them mixtures. There's even a place where they were called the mighty men of old, mighty men of renown. That was the exact word used for the giants in the Word of God. So, Young Living, I just put this in here. I'm not going to go into this teaching because I want to pray and get a good night's sleep. But Young Living Oil, doTERRA, essential oils. If you made your own essential oil and you're living a repentant life, so be it. If you knew the source was truly Christian, and God, you know, and you're walking with the Holy Spirit, and you're not trying to substitute repentance. You know, you listen to God. We're all walking out a life of faith, okay? I tell people, listen, I've cast out demons. I've seen people healed. I've seen myself, afflictions come on me and been healed. I've seen things that are supposedly uncurable. I've seen my wife be healed, okay? We've prayed for people that are supposed to die and seen them come to life. I've had sickness come on me and felt it and said, be gone, and watched it be gone. I woke up sick, said, be go, and it go away. And yet I've been in a place where I had to take an aspirin. Okay? Stay being real. And in a place that other times to say, well, I did everything I know to do. I repented. I bound no demons. I've cursed that disease. I've done everything I know to do. And I go, oh, God, have mercy on me. And He's healed me. Okay? But we need to believe God's the best. Alright? And we fight this good fight of faith. So, the thing is with Young Living and doTERRA, Young doesn't say he's a Mormon, but he's from Mormon roots. doTERRA is a Mormon. Mormons are not Christians. Sincere people, some of them act a lot better than Christians. Okay? But listen to me. Their God, who we would call Yahweh, they call it Heavenly Father. We may pray Heavenly Father, but their Heavenly Father was a man. No. They believe their God was a man who became a God by holy living. And their saying is, as God, as man is, so God was, and as God is, so man can be. So they're saying, if we'll live holy, if you'll live holy. Oh, and by the way, that means be a Mormon, be in the Mormon temple, be married in the temple, and all of those things. If you do all that, you can become a god. Okay? But their God is not eternal like ours, who always was, always is, and always is to come, was and is to come, never changes. He didn't become holy, He is holy. He's holiness. Different God. Their Jesus is the brother to Lucifer. Well, our Jesus is God. Our Bible tells us that the Word was with God and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that any spirit that denied God came in the flesh is Antichrist. So the Mormons, I've got family I love that are Mormon, but they're deceived. And if they don't repent, get born again, they're going to hell. You need to pray for those people. Different God, same names. Okay? But everybody in here has got a name. Somebody else might share your name. But if they're not from your hometown just because they have your name, they're not you. Simple as that. You got a different God then. And the Jehovah's Witness, they believe their God is the Archangel Michael. And then Jesus didn't rise in a body that was flesh and bone that you could touch. Okay? They got a different Jesus. Sincere people. So, if these companies are Mormon in root, why would I want to get something from them? Now, I'm going to show you the problem, especially in lieu of what I'm about to tell you. Now, Young's Living, he finds, when you go on their website, you just search, they got things to do with their oil that are, they went to the Buddhist, and they got one of their rituals they do with their oil. They went to the Native Americans, and they got another. They got called raindrop techniques, that you drop that oil on somebody's back, and you open up the chakra points on their back, which is New Age work. From Hinduism, from Buddhism, yoga, you're opening up chakra points. We don't have chakra points. Well, you could have them if you want them, but I'm not having them. You don't do acupuncture either. All of those is New Age medicine. It is rooted in Hinduism and Buddhism. Well, Young's, and then both doTERRA too. Now, doTERRA is Mormon for sure, but here's the deal. They attribute spiritual qualities to the oil that belong to the Holy Spirit. So they got an oil that'll give you joy, and an oil that'll give you peace, and an oil that'll give you strength, and an oil that'll give you courage. Well, listen, that's the Holy Spirit's job. It's not the oil's job. So listen, the witches love their oils. You can go to a witch supply house, you're going to find those oils. These are great oils, they'll say. And the reason is, listen, so the spiritual quality is attributed to the oil. That makes it a witchcraft potion. And you can't pray it away. That'd be like trying to put a Buddha in your house and say, Lord, I ask you to bless this Buddha. And it ain't happening. It's supposed to destroy the Buddha. It's supposed to destroy the totem pole. It's supposed to burn it if you can. That's what His Word said. We've burned stuff and heard screams coming out of things we've burned. And we've burned stuff. I tried to burn my dad's Masonic Bible that the Lord told me to burn. And after 6 months of resisting that, when I cut all the Masonic stuff out, it was just King James, but I was supposed to burn it. And when I went to burn it, I had to pray to get it to burn. We had to pray over a bed that my wife had that we had to burn. I know other people tried to burn something, wouldn't burn, so she said, Lord, she put gas on pictures and everything else, couldn't burn, wouldn't burn. She said, Father, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pull them down strongholds, and a little flicker started up, the thing burned up. Because the demons were fighting what needed to be done. If you've done that, Young Living and doTERRA, my counsel to you is repent tonight. Don't touch it. You've come under witchcraft. Like I said, if you find something somewhere where you knew a Christian made it, you made it yourself. And, you know, I told you I took an aspirin. You know, I've done, you know, listen, we're all walking this thing out. Okay? We're all walking it out. And we're supposed to go from glory to glory. You begin practicing your faith by fighting those little colds and fighting those things, and that prepares you for other things. Okay? But don't just automatically assume the cold belongs to you. We decided a long time ago not to catch colds at our house. Okay? I just wanted you to run on down the road. Go on. We don't get ready for the flu season at our house either. We don't think you have to go. Flu's not welcome at my house. I have a covenant with a living God. I'm healed by Jesus' stripes. I'm going to walk in divine health. That's what's coming out of my mouth. You know? So, those oils will cause you problems. And I'm just going to tell you this. I've had Christian people that totally shunned us. Totally shunned us. Because we told them those oils would cause them problems. They came to us with their problems. Or maybe by Facebook post. And you know, nobody has to agree. You don't have to agree. But why in the world is that such a sacred cow that you would, I mean, think about it. If somebody tells you something's harming you and it bothers you so much that you would just cut off the love of Christ between you and another person, you got an idol. There's something wrong. And many people are making money on it, and that'll really make an idol out of something. So, listen, you find out something's wrong, just quit. Do something different. Now, God's in the forgiving business. He's in the cleansing business. He's in the healing business. Amen? So, let's pray together. All who are ready. So, I declare in Jesus' name, before the court of heaven, in the presence of Almighty God, His holy angels, Satan and his demons, and before many human witnesses that I repent for and renounce the sins of my ancestors and my own sins. And I break all the curses brought on them and me by these sins, by any rite, by any ceremony, or spoken by or against them or me. These curses are declared null and void, starting from all time past and going to all time future. They're broken on me, on my generations walking the earth, and all future generations, from the soles of our feet to the crowns of our head. And I want to say this to you. If you've got grown children, you're declaring that for them, they'll have to repent themselves. Okay? But you're clearing the way. You're clearing the way for them to have a better opportunity. All right? Thank you, Father. Now, when we go to cast the demons out, I'm going to tell you this, too. If you've got your arms crossed, your legs crossed, and all that. So sometimes we see that seems to block deliverance. Okay? So just be prepared for things to come out and the Holy Ghost to come in and flush them out. Amen? All right. Say, they're broken on me. On all generations walking the earth. All future generations. The soles of our feet. To the crowns of our head. And all items of possessions and property. Some of you may need to go take that car you're driving and say, Lord, I give you this. I repent for everything's been done and it's not been holy. You get that? Okay? Get the things you buy and give them to God. Consecrate them to Him. Huh? Clothes? Why not give them everything? Lord, make this holy. I give it to you. We're covenant together. Some of you need to go home and repent for all the sins been done in that home. Flush any spirits out of there. Say, I renounce, break all curses that I have spoken against others and myself. I renounce, break all ungodly agreements, contracts, vows, oaths, promises, pacts, blood oaths, blood pacts, and soul ties. Say, in the name of Jesus. I send all foreign souls where they belong. I call mine back to me. Covering it in the blood of Jesus. And that was off script, but it needed to happen. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I turn from and renounce the denial by any of my ancestors of the gospel of Jesus Christ and of Jesus' word on the cross of Calvary. I turn from and renounce Satan and all of his works and every spiritual power or force of his affecting me or my family in Jesus' name. Say, I specifically renounce witchcraft, occultic games, practices, board and card games, astral projection, voodoo, Santeria, pagan ceremony, the Masonic Lodge, all forms of Freemasonry, false religions, Catholicism, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness, Eastern religions, Zen, Hinduism, Buddhism, Taoism, Islam, Judaism, gangs, mind control, insanity, and all other organizations that deny Jesus is God who came in the flesh and was born of a virgin. I renounce Any doctrine of demons that denies Jesus is the spotless Lamb of God who was crucified and is the only means that a man might be saved. That denies that salvation is by grace through faith alone, and those who put works and themselves between mankind and Yahweh's throne of grace. I renounce the idolatrous practice of tattooing of the flesh, specifically forbidden by God as the cutting of the flesh, both as a practitioner and as the recipient, and all the associated occultic demonic aspects. I renounce the pride which would have led my ancestors into being tattooed or having their flesh cut or pierced. I want to say something. God still loves you. I always tell people, if that had been the way I went when I was in the world, I'd be covered head to foot. I promise you. Because if I drank, I'd drink heavy. If I smoked, I mean, you know, that would have been the way I'd arrive. But if you look at the tattooing, people try to say, well, that's Old Testament. Well, listen. Thou shalt not kill is Old Testament. Thou shalt not steal. All of the moral laws of God are still here. Listen, Jesus said, I came to fulfill the law, not abolish it. So we come into Jesus who fulfilled it for us, and we repent. Listen, we can get born again. We're not perfect, but we repent in order to disarm the devil, because he's bringing charges against us before the throne of God night and day. He's charging us because we broke the law. And the righteous judge has to find for him unless we repent and file our case. Then when we file our case, Jesus is our advocate with the Father. And he says, not guilty. But all of God's moral laws are still here. And tattooing's right in the middle of the witchcraft admonition. So when you get a tattoo, you are breaking God's law. So if you're unrepentant, the charge stands against you. The demons can come in. They do come in. We cast them out of people all the time. Not only that, you make a soul tie with the person because he shed your blood or she shed your blood, and that makes a blood tie. And so it's just like you've had sex with them. And the door gets open to demons. And if you got a Grim Reaper on there, you're going to have a Grim Reaper demon. And if you got a skull and crossbones, you're going to have a skull and crossbones demon. And by the way, since God said not to do it, and you go on and do it, and all Scripture is profitable. Remember what Paul told Timothy, all Scripture is profitable. If you go on and put your cross on there, or Scripture, you're going to have an Antichrist spirit, because God didn't tell you to do that. It's an open door. Now, is there grace? Of course there is. This ain't worse than anything else, but let's step up the table and get healed and get delivered. I've seen people, when we come to this, just stumble completely, and then they don't get free. They just can't do it. And then preachers will sit up there and say, well, it's okay. If you're going to say they can't get tattooed, you're going to have to keep the whole law. Well, ain't none of us can keep the whole law. But as law is upon my heart, and the Holy Ghost helps us when I obey God. Now listen, go back through history and look at all the people. Listen, when I was a kid, the only people with tattoos, the only people that soldiers came back with them, but National Geographic showed you all the tribes all over the world that did not serve Yahweh, and they were all pierced and marked. That's why God said, don't do it. You're opening the door. You're opening the door to the enemy. So if you got them, then, and you just heard that, I stopped to explain this so that you can say, oh God, I don't want to do this anymore. And they are addictive too. Listen. So with them comes a spirit of slavery, an unclean spirit, a spirit of bondage, okay? Spirit of perversion, spirit of addiction. And that's why a person gets one, they end up with 50. Some to the point of being covered head to foot and piercings everywhere. Listen, the devil hates humans. He wants to defile our flesh. We are made in the image of God. Why not poke things through it and mark up what God produced? And you're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Would you go spray graffiti on the church house wall? Just ask. We would. So if that's anybody in here, just repent. And don't let this cause you to stumble. And I say that for anybody down the road. I don't judge you. Could have been me. But we want to get free. Amen?
Amen.
Say, I renounce. The third eye. In the center of the forehead. And thank Yahweh for closing it. And I rebuke and reject every spirit of divination and false spiritual insight which empowered it. I reject, break and renounce all agreement previously given by myself or my ancestors to be deceived by evil spirits. I renounce all other witchcraft rituals and all curses spoken by me or my ancestors. I renounce all talking to the dead and consulting with the dead, which is described as the sin of necromancy in Deuteronomy 18:11. My mom and dad gone on to the Lord. I don't talk to them. They're with Him. We don't need to. You want to tell somebody's going on something, ask Jesus to tell them. You know, they're in heaven. You hear me? Some people won't let somebody go when they keep talking and something shows up and they think that something is who went away, and it ain't who went away. It's a demon. We don't talk to the dead. God said not to for a reason. You open the door to other things. That's not making light of anybody's lost a loved one. Just don't talk to them anymore. Ask God to talk to them. If they're with Him, He'll tell them. Say, I renounce all songs. Say, I renounce the kissing of dead loved ones and any evil spirit that has transferred to me from this practice. I renounce all guidance by familiar or family spirits, especially the spirits posing as spirits of ancestors. I renounce all songs involving the calling of spirits other than the Holy Spirit of God. I will listen to no other spirit than the Spirit of my Lord Jesus Christ. I renounce the enjoyment of fighting, aggression, and violence of all martial arts of every kind and form. I believe, Lord Jesus, that You're my deliverer, and that it's Your will to give me the children's bread. I receive freedom and healing in Jesus' name. Thank You, Father, for grace to walk out this freedom. Now take a deep breath. We'll start doing deliverance. Come out of God's people now. In the name of Jesus. Occultic spirits, leave them. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Occultic activities, astral projection spirits, go. Astrology, go. Automatic handwriting, go. Black magic, go. Occult, witchcraft, channeling spirits, go. Ask spirits from charms. I break our power. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Clairvoyance, go. Conjuring spirits, consulting the dead. Crystal ball, go. Suicide spirits, go. Deliverance. Unholy deliverance spirits, go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of unholy exorcism, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. That's exchange spirits, I break your power. In Jesus' name, go. Disobedience, go. Dispatching demons, go. Divination, go. Diviner, get out. Doctrinal error, go. Doctrine of demons, leave God's people. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, eight ball go, ESP go, false gifts, false prophecy, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I reject every gift that's a counterfeit. I reject it, all of them.
In Jesus' name.
I repent
for me and my ancestors
forever operating
in counterfeit giftings. And Father, in the name of Jesus,
I receive
everything from you
you want me to have.
Every gift
of the Holy Spirit
that you would give
as you desire,
as the Holy Spirit desires,
that your kingdom
would be built.
And I break the power
of counterfeit giftings
and command these spirits to go.
In Jesus' name.
Take a deep breath.
Go, 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 go. Let God's people go.
In the name of Jesus.
Go, 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 go.
In the name of Jesus. Spirits that hold the third eye open, I break their power now.
In the name of Jesus, I command them to go.
In the name of Jesus, clairvoyance,
go.
In the name of Jesus, familiar spirits,
go.
In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Go
in the name of Jesus, but false tongues, counterfeit tongues, I break your power. That has been prayed against them and through them. I break your power
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, dark spirits, I break your power.
In the name of Jesus,
go, 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 go.
Fortune teller, I break your power.
Gypsy spirits, go.
In the name of Jesus,
hallucination spirits,
go.
In the name of Jesus,
go, 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 go.
Get out.
In Jesus' name, spirits from horoscopes,
get out.
Hypnosis, go.
I Ching, incantation.
Indian burial ground spirits,
Indian jewelry spirits,
go.
Occultic spirits,
spirits of the KKK,
I break your power.
Mind control,
mind reader,
movies,
horror movies,
science fantasy,
I break your power. If the Lord brings anything in your mind, repent for it.
From movies,
books,
music,
just repent.
In the name of Jesus, let them go, let them go, let them go,
go.
Science fantasy,
heavy metal music,
go.
Necromancy,
go.
New age spirits,
go.
In the name of Jesus,
Ouija board spirits,
go.
Pagan temples,
go.
Spirits of territorial spirits,
and go in places where they belong,
get out.
In the name of Jesus,
pendulum,
divination,
Pokemon,
get out.
In the name of Jesus,
psychic healing,
get out.
Ritual rock music,
go.
In the name of Jesus,
Satanism,
I break your power.
Luciferianism,
I break your power.
Get out.
Get out of God's people.
In Jesus' name.
Seances,
in the name of Jesus.
Self-will,
go.
Soothsayer,
go.
Sorcery,
go.
Spirit of self,
in the name of Jesus.
Self-hatred,
in the name of Jesus,
I break your power.
Get out of God's people, in the name of Jesus.
Hexes,
vexes,
spells,
curses,
charms,
we break your power.
In the name of Jesus,
rituals,
incantations,
imaginations,
go, go, go.
Spiritual adultery,
let them go.
In Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name.
Spiritual unfaithfulness,
superstitious,
tarot card,
tea leaves,
transcendental meditation,
go.
In the name of Jesus,
go, 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 go.
Warlock, go.
Water witcher,
get out now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
get out, water witcher.
In the name of Jesus,
go.
White magic,
witchcraft,
yoga,
get out.
In the name of Jesus, spirits of yoga,
I break your power.
Kundalini,
come out now.
In the name of Jesus,
you twisted serpent,
I break your power.
All rebellion.
Rebellion is the sin of witchcraft.
I break your power.
Speaking evil of authorities,
go.
Disobedient to parents,
go.
Dishonor,
go.
In the name of Jesus,
go.
In the name of Jesus.
They're
not honoring reverence in husband,
not submissive to husband.
Obstinate,
go.
Pounding,
go.
Quarreling,
go.
Refusal to submit to authority,
I break your power in the name of Jesus.
Self-will,
go.
Stubbornness,
go.
Everybody say, I repent.
Wherever I've been stubborn.
For stubbornness.
Stubbornness.
As idolatry. And iniquity.
Amen.
And I break that curse. And command those spirits to go.
Amen.
Take a deep breath. Let them go.
Let them go.
Let them go.
Go.
Go, stubborn. Get out, stubbornness,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
and all trauma,
holding the glue and acting like glue,
I break your power,
trauma,
in the name of Jesus,
go, 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 go,
in Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name,
go,
in the name of Jesus,
Christian
science,
go,
charmer,
go,
charms,
go,
Buddhism,
go,
conjuring,
go,
cult spirits,
go.
In the name of Jesus,
go, 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 go,
go.
Enchanter,
be gone.
In the name of Jesus,
go, 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 go.
In the name of Jesus,
spirits from Jehovah's Witness,
spirits from Mormonism in the background,
let them go.
In Jesus' name,
in the name of Jesus,
passive spirits,
in the name of Jesus,
let them go.
In the name of Jesus,
peeping spirits,
muttering spirits,
go.
Pendulum spirits,
go.
Rebellion,
religious
spirit,
I break your power in the name of Jesus.
Spirits that would deny, that would have have a form of godliness but deny the power therein. I break your power in Jesus' name. Go, go. Sorcery, go. Tarot card, get out. Unitarian spirit, universalism, go. Universal fatherhood of God, I break your power. Break the power of that lie in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Lying, cheating, compromise, get out. Deceiver, schemer, I break your power. Flattery, hypocrisy, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Say, Lord.
Lord.
I ask you.
To deliver me
of every remaining spirit that you ordained to go today, whose legal rights have been broken. All of the squatters, I command out now in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Let them go. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, who the Son sets free is free indeed. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I repent for manipulating, controlling people. I repent for the rebellion. I repent for bullying, for seducing. In the name of Jesus. And I break these curses and command these spirits to go. I forgive anyone that's done those things to me. And I command all of them to leave now. In Jesus' name. Take another deep breath. Seducer, go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Bully, go. Manipulator, go. Controller, controlling spirit, go. Fear of losing control, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. Now, if you will, raise your hands to heaven. Father, we thank you. I'll just pray over you. Just receive it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your people. I thank you, Lord, that I call each and every one of them strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I thank you, Father, for ongoing deliverance even through this night season. Anything they need to repent, you show them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the power of the living God that would pour through them and pour your love into them and strengthen them. And Father, I bless them with a good night's sleep, exponential sleep, ready to go tomorrow to have a wonderful day. It is the day the Lord has made. And we're going to be glad and we're going to rejoice in it. We give you all the glory. Apply the blood of Jesus to them now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.